540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors last night approved a $1.4 billion budget for next year. There's good news for those that use the bus. The board managed to keep more funds for MCTS, helping to keep more bus routes running. The property tax levy will go up by about 3.5%, aiming to balance the budget despite a looming deficit. The budget includes funding for a new courthouse and work at the Mitchell Park domes. Some services, like behavioral health programs, will face cuts, including the closure of a detox center. Someone was killed in an overnight shooting on Milwaukee's north side. Police say a 30-year-old man died after being shot near 12th and Ring at around 1 this morning. Police are looking for whoever did it and are asking anyone with tips to call Milwaukee police. For Milwaukee flyers, most everything is running as normal. If you're Chicago-bound for a flight, not so much. Mitchell International isn't on the list of airports nationwide that are impacted by the federal government shutdown. Some flights out of both Midway and O'Hare in Chicago are canceled. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley confirms that Mitchell hasn't seen the flight cancellations yet, but he says extended delays are possible if federal workers remain without pay. Crawley's urging President Trump and Congress to work out a deal before local passengers start to feel the effects. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County is putting up $150,000 towards combating hunger caused by the government shutdown. The emergency cash approved yesterday will help food pantries and centers assist families relying on food programs. The county board chair says it's about making sure no one goes hungry despite federal delays. A court ruling yesterday demands the full SNAP payments be paid this month after partial payments were initially planned. A downtown Milwaukee bridge is almost ready to reopen. The city's Department of Public Works says crews are wrapping up work on the Water Street Bridge over the river. They're finishing repairs to expansion joints and sidewalks before the bridge reopens Monday morning. The project included painting and new approaches on both sides of the bridge. Traffic should return to normal next week. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Back to the future with Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickell will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickell. The Badgers host the number 24-ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison, NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee, NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual.
Guys, I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 30s tonight. Tomorrow, a little light rain, snow mix possible, minor accumulation with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.